As the partial federal government shutdown heads into its third week, it's causing some headaches around Maine, if not widespread disruption, yet. Fred Bever reports.
The gates at Acadia National Park will remain open this weekend, a contrast to the last federal shutdown in the fall of 2013.
And I think it reflects the political heat that they got and the bad publicity that they got from the public saying, I can't believe I can't access my park.
David MacDonald is president of the nonprofit Friends of Acadia. He says most of the park's year-round staff of nearly 100 has been furloughed, with the exception of law enforcement. Park attendance is relatively low this time of year, he adds, but planning for new transportation initiatives and other activities essential to Acadia's future are on hold.
And I think it reflects the political heat that they got and the bad publicity that they got from the public saying, I can't believe I can't access my park. And so they've changed the guidance and they've put park staff in a very difficult position, saying, yes, they're open to the public, but, you know, we're only giving you skeleton crews to support the public and protect the resource.
I lost $85,000 in 15 days in 2013 because of that shutdown.
State Senator Mike Carpenter runs a horse and buggy concession at Acadia. He called on his colleagues in Augusta this week to prepare for economic dislocations this time around as well.
And as we go about our business today, small businesses will be going bankrupt today, tomorrow, and the next day, as long as the shutdown goes on, because a lot of small businesses do depend on proximity to governmental facilities or contracts with governmental entities.
And simple lack of access to government services is creating pockets of unhappiness around Maine. Some real estate deals are hanging fire because government loans or federally backed flood insurance documents or IRS approvals can't be completed. In Hancock, Leslie Harlow's efforts to reopen a fish smoking operation this week have been stymied. Sullivan Harbor Farm Smokehouse, she says, recently got a needed inspection from the Food and Drug Administration. It went well, she says, and she was expecting a final approval this week.
And now with their shutdown and the uncertainty of how much time this is going to be, we're sitting in limbo. And I have employees that don't have work, and I have fish suppliers that are sitting on the side wondering when I can be back in business and work with them. And I'm sure that the FDA inspectors that I work with, who are quite reasonable, are sitting around on their furlough just as frustrated as I am.
Back at Acadia, wintertime users are bracing for a snowstorm that's brewing for next week. At that point, the gates could indeed be closed, because if the shutdown is still on, there will be no workers to plow the roads. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.